10-time Grammy winner, vocalist, songwriter, author, activist, and businesswoman Chaka Khan is celebrating a lifetime of music and love and saying hello, happiness, with her new single and hello, Michael. Michael McDonald, that is. He'll release Wide Open, his first studio album, in over 9 years later this summer. The new album features collaborations with Warren Haynes, Robin Ford, and Branford Marsalis, among others. Two of the most iconic and best-loved voices of all time are joining their remarkable instruments together on tour this summer. And on June 20th, Chaka Khan and Michael McDonald make a stop at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights, Ohio. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, and joined on the phone by Michael McDonald. Talking about your tour with Chaka Khan, have you two sung together before?
We have. We did a couple of recordings together. One recording together. She recorded a song of mine 2 years back that Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis produced, You Belong to Me. You know, I mean, we've done gigs together before. We have played like one-offs together at festivals and stuff. I've always enjoyed listening to her perform live. She's always got a fantastic band. And so we're looking forward to doing this extended tour with her.
Yeah. Which one of you has the highest note?
I'm sure she does.
Are you sure about that? I'd like to hear his sing-off. So how does Chaka Khan and Michael McDonald show evolve? You both have so many hits and you're still writing new material. What's the process?
Well, you know, I don't think we're totally sure about that yet. I mean, we're going to rehearse together in Detroit for a couple of days. You know, I think what we'll do is Chaka will come up, do her set, and then we'll do our set, and then we'll finish up together, you know. And I think I'll do a song with her during her set, and then she'll finish up our whole end of our set with me. We'll do some of the Motown stuff together and maybe have some other surprises.
That sounds like a really good time. So the tour hasn't actually begun. When's your first date?
Oh, our first date's in Detroit on the 19th, I believe.
Ah, so we are second on the list, June 20th at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights, Ohio. That's exciting. Well, you guys will still be nervous.
Well, I'm a little nervous. I keep waking up in a cold sweat, imagining her wiping up the stage with my limp carcass, you know.
My guess is Michael McDonald, everyone knows from his resume, including bands like Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers and Kenny Loggins and several hits written for other people, as well as his own solo career and a brand new album, Michael, Wide Open. First record in how many years?
Well, the first album of this type was original music in probably quite a while, you know, maybe a good 12 years or something. In the meantime, I had recorded 3 Motown records, which were basically tributes to the writers and artists of the Motown era, the 60s and 70s, which was more fun than work for me. I so enjoyed that whole project and process.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I felt like, you know, going to do this record again was like going back and pulling my teeth out, you know, because I had to write the songs.
And yeah.
It all of a sudden became work again. But luckily, I had written a lot of these songs while I was doing the Motown project. So a good portion of the songs were ready to go in demo form. You know, I was able to like revisit all those and re-record. A lot of them were actually the original demos that we just kind of fixed the tracks up and kind of changed everything except the vocal. So we built new tracks around the original demo vocals.
And you've got some pretty heavy hitters working with you on this record. Warren Haynes, Robin Ford, Branford Marsalis. How did you pull all of those people together?
Well, you know, just looking, kind of reaching out to people as we went. So, and we were lucky with some of them, not with everybody. Pretty much almost everybody we thought of that we thought would really kind of make things special, that particular track special. Like, you know, with Blessing in Disguise, the producer, Shannon Forrest, my co-producer, just said, you know, there's only one guy to play on this thing that I'm hearing in my head, and it was Branford, you know. So, and Branford was great. He really went out of his way to make it work for us. We met him out in California. He was doing a residency at college there on the coast. And so we found a studio in this most unlikely place in this little town and in the central coast of California, which there's hardly any restaurants, much less recording studios, you know. So we found this place and 3 of us went in with an engineer and he knocked it out the first take, and we all looked at each other and went, I don't know what else we would do that would be better than that. So we just kind of called it a day. It was great. And it was really a profound experience to see somebody that's that much of a musician that speaks the musical language as well as he speaks English, you know. I mean, just so natural, the way he approached the solo. And literally, there was just nothing about it I would have changed. You know?
Oh, wow. You have your own band, and Shaka has her own band on the tour?
Okay. That's right. Two separate bands, and we'll split our time on stage, mm-hmm. but we'll also perform together.
Is your wife singing with you on this tour, Michael?
No. She's going to sit this one out, but it'll be Drea and myself and some of the guys in the band. You know? Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm still kind of contemplating is maybe picking up one more singer, but I think we're going to see how it goes with just those of us that are in place at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drea covers a lot of ground for all of us, you know, so usually that works. You know?
Mm-hmm. Will you be doing a lot of the new record on this tour?
We'll be doing about two or three of the new songs.
Mm-hmm. Who do you expect to come to this show, Michael? I mean, you've been playing Coachella and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been really a lot of fun these last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I kind of wasn't in the recording studio so much until this record. And also, you know, kind of wound up writing a song with Steve Bruner, Thundercat. And you know, looking forward, I'm kind of thinking of making a more of a concerted effort to get out and write with some people whose music I like very much, you know. I'd love to write something with Matt DeMarco, and I'd like to write another thing with Steven, if we can get a chance. And, you know, some other people whose albums I really like right now. There's a whole plethora of artists that I really feel I can relate to, who I'd love to write songs with.
I imagine you see multiple generations at your shows.
We do, you know, lately, and that's been kind of encouraging, and, you know, it's really been fun. There's some kind of affinity with all things the 70s that this younger audience to have, that I'm enjoying that from the standpoint of being my age and still being out there working. It's fun to be able to play some festivals and get up in front of the larger audiences in the summer outdoors and play. It takes me back to the Doobie days.
Yeah. You're still having fun and you still sound amazing.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And real fortunate to have the band I have. You know, the guys are so good. And I think we all share that in common. We all really love to play live. You know?
Yeah. I know I got to let you go. I absolutely appreciate your time and really look forward to the second show of the tour, June 20th, at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights, Ohio.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to getting there.
Thanks, Michael. Stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thanks very much.
Despite 13 Grammy nominations, millions of records sold, both his own and other artists singing his music, Michael McDonald says that he still feels like some kid who's found a stash of candy and somebody's going to come in at any moment and grab him by the back of the neck and make him go back to school. At 65 years old, he says it's still that much fun. This summer, he'll join his remarkably soaring and soulfully gritty voice with that of Miss Shaka Khan together on stage at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights, June 20th for a 7 o'clock show. That grinning, truant kid, Michael McDonald, has been my guest. For a link to his music and ticket information for the show, visit our website, wvxu.org. Michael McDonald, thanks again for your time. We'll see you in about a week. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.